The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Lifestyle 360 with host Nicole Monier. Our program is all about getting you in tune with your health, fitness, emotions, relationships, successes, and failures. All of this can give you a better life when you keep them in check. Now, here is your host, Nicole Monier.
Good morning, world. Today's topic is gut wisdom, understanding and improving your digestive health. How many of you are in tune with your second brain or really have an understanding of how much our gut affects our overall health and well-being? Well, I didn't really have any clue about this until I started all my detoxing. So for those of you who have been, you know, listening in since my first show and even to previous shows with my health history, I started doing some major detoxing around 2006. And so when I look back, I did a plethora of things. It wasn't just one thing. And so even when I'm working with my clients today, it's like there's just so many pieces to the puzzle. It's not just one thing. And again, and my story is not going to be necessarily the same as anybody else's story, but it's what worked for me. And sometimes it's, you know, when you're ready to try new things and do different things, and when, you know, you're ready to make a change and better yourself and your health. So I stumbled upon gut wisdom back in 2006. And actually what happened is I ended up doing a little 3-day detox of my own in 2005. It was right after my honeymoon, and it was like 12 days of Christmas in Australia. And so we ate and ate and ate, came back, and a friend of mine had actually given me this detox, and, you know, she's like, hey, try it. So I tried it, and I remember I was making like a vegetable broth with it, and, you know, and then I was doing kind of a clay tonic. And so I'll let my guest explain some of those things to you because that's their expertise. But this clay tonic had like pomegranate juice and clay. And clay is amazing. And if you're probably like, some of you probably never even heard of clay, but it's good for so many things. And one of the things it does is it actually can stick to the walls of the colon and kind of pull everything out that's been kind of sitting in there for decades, just basically seeping into your bloodstream and causing problems. So clay is good for a lot of things, and that's one of the reasons why it was a part of this detox. And so I had this clay drink in the morning with pomegranate juice and some other stuff in there, and then this vegetable broth that I know gave me like amazing energy. So for 3 days, I didn't have any proteins. And doing this detox, typically when you do a detox like this, you know, you want to let the body rest. You're not going to be working out, because after you work out, you want to replenish, you know, your proteins and getting the right carbohydrates in post-workout. And when you're detoxing, it's all about letting your digestive tract rest. And so I hadn't done that. I was, what, 30, 32, 33 at the time. And so did that. And then, okay, this is going to sound maybe TMI, but today's show is TMI. We're going like where Dr. Oz normally goes. And so at the end of it, you do, or at the end of the day, you do a coffee enema. And so I had never done a coffee enema. And it was hilarious because at the time, my ex-husband was like there, like helping me get this thing done and taken care of and everything. And so anyway, I felt amazing after just doing 3 days. And for some people, they can do 7. You know, I don't know if they can do more. And again, I'll let our guest to kind of explain this as well. But after 3 days, you know, I had 12 days of nothing but like eating everything processed and horrible under the sun. And my nutrition back then in 2005 was so different than what it is today, or even what it was even 5 years ago. So anyway, back to this recovery here and feeling so amazing. So did this detox, felt fabulous. And then that was later on when I stumbled upon my integrative doctor and started working with him. And then later on, we started doing marital counseling. And so that was probably like year 8 or 9 for me for therapy and counseling. So again, my journey is kind of it's been over decades. And then later on, I stumbled upon Gut Wisdom. And this was actually her cleanse. And I didn't do it 100% to a T, but I did do majority of what was listed in there. And then came to her for colonics because I'd been reading about colonics and hearing about how good colonics were. And again, I'll let her explain in depth everything about the colonics. So for me, I went to her for the colonics for just a lot of healing. I had a lot of digestive issues. And even later on in talking with each of the staff members are just, they're great. They're very compassionate and they really need to be. You're on the table in a very vulnerable position. And, you know, you're cleaning out the colon, but at the same time, my guest is almost like my therapist when I'm on the table, very, very compassionate, you know, not just talking about my bowel habits, but talking about my life. And again, the emotion and everything that kind of, you know, affects you throughout your life and your health and your bowels and how important everything is and how it all correlates. And so it took me a good 7 months with going there. You know, my schedule was crazy at the time, so I would go maybe once a month. And at first, I couldn't even sit on the table. And I know people may think, oh, it's painful. And no, it's really not. But again, the health of my digestive tract is so different than other people's. And for me, you know, I'm sensitive, and I'm not afraid to admit that, but it was very hard for me to actually release. And that's the whole point of having a colonic. And so I remember it wasn't until 2012. Okay, mind you, I started going there in 2006. 7 months later, I started to release. But then one of the goals of a colonic is to have a cecum release. And you're probably like, what is that? And again, I will let our guest explain all that in detail. But anyway, I remember I would bring a lot of my clients down, and they were interested in, again, furthering their own health journey and improving their health and everything. And so I would go down a lot with clients. And I remember I was down there with one client, and this was in fall of 2011, and my client had a cecum release. And, you know, here I am having colon envy because I had been going there since 2006 and I never had a cecum release. And that's the whole point of one of the main points of having a colonic. And so didn't have a cecum release. And then 2012, my mom had passed away unexpectedly. And I remember 3 weeks after her death, I was just like, I need a colonic. Like emotionally, I'm bogged down. Like I just felt that. And the cleaner I got as far as like my emotional clearing and then even my physical health, like everything with the detoxing and working with my integrative doctor and with Alice at Gut Wisdom, you know, I've become so much more in tune with my body. And that's a huge part of cleaning and clearing and healing. And so I just knew, I was like emotionally, I was bogged down and I needed to go because of, you know, my mom's death. And so I went, and for the first time in what, 6-7 years, I had a cecum release. And I remember having a conversation with Alice the next day because I had some symptoms and some reactions. And that was the first time I had a cecum release. But again, I'm in tune with my body when something different's happening. And she, you know, she said to me, she goes, think about it, Nicole. It's a lot to digest that your mom just died. And then I was like, oh, whoa, you know, that's just a great way of putting it. So without further ado, I want to introduce my guest today, Alice Soroki of Gut Wisdom. Welcome, Alice.
Well, thank you so much, Nicole, and I'm very honored to be here because you're a well-digested gal and a very good student, I mean, and a very dedicated participant in the journey of health. So I'm honored to be on this program and honored to know you because not everybody can go through all the steps that you have with the same intent and you know, allow themselves to continuously be healed.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
My integrative doctor had said that. And I had interviewed a guest prior, Catherine Pertle, and she had said the same thing, that people that who actually can take their health into their own hands is kind of like people who are Olympians, because it is. It's not easy, and it hasn't been an easy journey for me or anyone for that matter. And I'm so glad you're able to join us today, because you have a wealth of information to share. And I've had a lot of good times with your staff, a lot of laughs, literally, on the table, laughing my ass off. No pun intended.
We would think being on a colonic table was a good laugh, right?
I know. I've had a lot of good laughs, a lot of emotions, a lot of tears. And I've also had a lot of great conversations with people in your waiting room talking about, you know, their own journeys, their own testimonials. And, you know, it's very nice. But I'd like for you to start with just how Gut Wisdom began, like your own health journey, even, you know, your parents and everything.
Right. Absolutely. Starting from the beginning, my dad had one of the first health food stores in Chicago. So in 1956, he opened up one of the first health food stores because he had gotten cured from cancer. And so I was raised in that environment where we never took antibiotics. We never took any kind of medicines. We never went to the doctor. If we had a fever, we'd have an enema, and the fever would be gone. If we had sore throat, we would have an enema and herbs and steam bath and water therapy. And, you know, my health was probably as good as maybe the neighbor's kids, and I got well as quickly, only without using drugs. And so, so that was my beginning journey. When I was 20 years old, my dad died of colon cancer.
Oh, wow.
Which shook us all in our boots, as well as his clientele, because here he was, you know, helping the community, and people depended on him to kind of give them the voice of wisdom. And I inherited the store, so I'm 20 years old, running a business. My dad dies of colon cancer, and I'm like, how do I choose to even believe that how I was raised was right? Because people are asking me, how did he die, of colon cancer if he was so healthy? Well, those were very good questions, and I didn't know how to answer them. So I continued learning more about going for my nutrition degree as I was running the business. I was learning colon therapy because of my fear around the colon and colon cancer. But it also threw me into looking at how stress is, how the body, how the mind, everything in a very holistic way kind of contributes to the body's immune system being compromised. So at the time my dad passing was quite the challenge, but he gave me through that many gifts, because I had to explore out of my own questions. So many years of 10 years of running the health food store and doing colon therapy on the side, I was invited to work out of a doctor's office doing colon therapy. And she loved working with the very, very sick people. It's the people, we would call them the Mayo Clinic rejects, where Mayo Clinic would say, get your affairs in order, there's nothing else we can do. They've gone everywhere, and they don't know where else to go, so they would end up at this one particular doctor's office. So this particular doctor said, I need the token colon therapist. There's not many of you around. I got to be the colon therapist and watch miracles occur. Within a six-month period of time, okay, each of the clients probably would get 2 to 3 colonics a week. They would be placed on a detox program. Their diets would change. She would be bopping people on the head about changing their attitudes, about changing their consciousness, about opening up to the choice of living, the choice of taking your life in your own hands, things that you've done, Nicole, all right? So thank you for being another way shower. All these people I'm watching get well. And it was like such a blessing for me, because I thought, this stuff works. My dad didn't lie. I wasn't raised with a pack of lies. But it was his time to pass, and kind of the torch being passed on to me to continue the journey of healing and helping facilitate healing with others. So that was such a blessing. During that time and watching people get well and assisting and being part of the team, I would always ask even the clients as they're on the colon table, of all the things that you're doing here, doing a detox program and you're changing diet and changing consciousness and getting colonics, what do you think has made the biggest impact? And almost, I'm not going to say every one of them, but probably 9 out of 10 would have said the colonics is the thing that has changed their life. And so I thought, this isn't a very pretty job. It's not a glamorous job, but it's a blessing for self and a blessing for others, and it makes a difference in a really short period of time. So from there, Nicole, I then fast forward a little bit, then opened up Partners in Wellness, which is a wellness center here in Lincoln Park, and, you know, full-time doing colonics and having a wonderful staff.
Okay, I'm going to cut you off there because we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll pick up where you left off.
Yes.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
When you think of inspiring women, who comes to mind? Is it a visionary like Oprah Winfrey? Political or legal figures like Hillary Clinton or Sonia Sotomayor? Or how about entrepreneurial business leaders like Meg Whitman? No matter whom you might be thinking of, make sure to add one more to that list. Deanne DeMarco. She's the host of Today's Inspiring Women. Each week, Deanne turns you on to the next rising star in business and leadership and what their successes and challenges have been. Listen every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Voice America Empowerment.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective, plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at vapresspass.com. That's vapresspass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time. Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You're listening to Lifestyle 360. To reach Nicole Monier or today's guest, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to Nicole at NicoleMonier.com. Now, back to Lifestyle 360.
We're back with Gut Wisdom, talking about the health of the gut and the digestive tract. And my guest today is Alice Soroki, and she actually owns Gut Wisdom, which is based out of Chicago. So we started the show talking off a little bit about how I've had my own experience with colonics and my own healing in that journey. And then now Alice was sharing how her father actually passed away from colon cancer, and she actually took over his health store. And then now she was starting Gut Wisdom. And then Alice, also tell us about even the history of colonics. I think a lot of people don't even know, like, that was the way it was back in the day.
More and more. I've been doing colon therapy for probably close to 30 years now. Can you believe that? And I only look like I'm 35, right?
No, you do. That's why I'm like, I want to look like you.
But when I first began doing colon therapy, people were quite, nobody would tell the person next to them that they did colonics. It was only the true health nuts that did colon therapy. And now I can go to a political event and the politicians or different people will come up to me and tell the other people, it's like, she cleans my butt, you know? So it's like almost a cool thing these days sometimes for people to decide to really take charge of their health in this way. But, you know, Nicole, before I even begin telling the beginning of colon therapy, let me just give a two-minute thing about what colon therapy is, because people are, not everybody knows. I mean, you and I, we know it like the back of our hands. But for those who don't know, because sometimes people get confused with colon therapy and a colonoscopy, think that they're going to the doctor for a checkup for the polyps. But what colon therapy is, and the short version would be, it's like a super enema for the system. So it cleanses the large intestine. But it's like colon therapy is really just really a safe and effective method of removing waste from the large intestine without using drugs. And it uses, we use filtered water and tempered regulated water. And so the waste and the gases are softened and it gently moves out. and increases the strength of the ba. The intention is, yes, let's clear the waste out, but not like with an animal. Let's just get the waste out, but let's strengthen the bowels so that you're not dependent on me. You're not dependent on a system like this, like a laxative, to have to use this. We want you to, again, be empowered to be strong and to have good bowel function. And so through that, the whole process is the change of water temperature, abdominal massage. Nothing should be painful. Unless there's a lot of emotional holding, sometimes it's an uncomfortable process. And the person leaving and off the table should feel tenfold better by the time they leave an hour later. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, I've sat there afterwards, yes, and I've done the shots of chlorophyll.
Colon therapy has been around since the dawn of time. It was around during the Egyptian times. Hippocrates, who is the father of medicine, was reported recommending enemas for fevers and for different ailments within the community. So Hippocrates, the man of medicine, was doing this type of work. Even back in biblical times, the Essenes, which is an ancient sect of holy men and women who believed to plant the seeds of Christianity, used this process to, they were very much about fire and brimstone, about cleansing the body and cleansing the bowel to rid the mind and spirit of unclean thoughts and feelings. And then even coming a little more forward in time, who made it more of a popular is, I don't know if you know this, but John Kellogg, the creator of Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
No, I didn't know this.
He had a wellness center in Battle Creek, Michigan. And he was very focused on getting people well. He was very focused on using high fiber, which the cornflakes used to be until they got processed. And everybody who went to his center would get enemas or a form of colonics. And it's reported that he says out of the 40,000 patients that came to his wellness center with bowel problems, only 20 of them ever needed truly surgery. So with the diet, with exercise, and with the cleansing of the large intestine, he was able to help cure all these people. Then, coming a little closer to our time, up to the 1920s, colonic equipment was in basically just about every hospital. Up to probably about, I'm going to say 15, 20 years ago, even Hinsdale Hospital still had a colonic piece of equipment in there. Colonics were used, again, the doctors knew, they knew that it's like if the bowels were not clean, that the body could not get healthy. If you had a pile of garbage in you, bacteria would be festering, and it's like, how in the heck would they get you well? So colonics were being used, like I said, up to the 1920s. Then what occurred was the creation of the antibiotic. And they thought, oh, well, we don't have to touch butts. We don't have to do, this is much more fancier. This is more modern. So let's put down our enemas. Let's put down our colonics and give people this little pill, which will sometimes, I'm not totally against antibiotics. They have their place. But antibiotics and pharmaceuticals tend to repress and suppress what's going on in the system instead of healing it.
And so that's true. I want to interject really quick because for me, that was my story where, yes, I agree that medicine has a place, in emergencies and in certain situations. But for me, I had been on antibiotics and so many other prescriptions for decades. And that actually ate away at the lining of my gut, creating a leaky gut and creating so many problems. So go ahead. I'm going to let you finish.
That happens with so many people. It's like you go and you get one prescription for one thing, and then you've got three other side effects, and then you're getting, two other than medications. And before you know it, you've got five other things going on in your system, and the original thing is like so suppressed that it's like it's going to show up some other day in some other way. In hopefully nothing too bad, but often it comes up in a very serious illness.
Yep.
Yeah. And to add to this, I mean, to what I want to mention here, it's like, you know, we have these symptoms and we have this discomfort. And you had said, mentioned to everybody how Gut Wisdom came along. And Gut Wisdom is the name of my book, and Partners in Wellness is the name of my center, just so people don't get confused if they're trying to look us up here. But Gut Wisdom, the idea of following your gut and listening to the wisdom of your gut is, as I was watching and working with people on the colonic table, and I'd be doing the colonic and rubbing the abdominal area, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, someone might start crying, or they might have a wave of anxiety, and then that would pass. So different feelings were beginning to just emerge as more and more releases would be occurring on the table. And so I got very curious, so I continued studying about the gut and the health and stress and its relationship. And lo and behold, I mean, I had the intuitive sense of, like, there's a lot of stuff going on in this gut, more than just waste matter. And what I discovered and what I found in my research is that the gut has more emotional receptor sites, which means than anywhere else in the body, which what that means is you feel more in that area than anywhere else in the body. Also continuing the research is that I found out that, oh, wow, we don't have one brain. We have two brains, one in our head and one in our gut. And people might be scratching their head as I'm saying this, but this information has been around for a while. And Dr. Michael Gershon, who is a researcher and author of a book called The Second Brain, he's the one that really has brought this up to the forefront. In his research, as well as other people's, he found out that we have the brain in the gut, the brain in our head and the brain in our gut. And it comes from something called the neural crest, which is as in your little baby, when we're in utero, from the neural crest, the tissue, one part of the tissue grows up and becomes the spinal column in the brain. The other part becomes the gut and the gut tissue and something called the enteric nervous system. And what's intriguing about this, that everything and all the substances that are found in our uppermost brain, like neurons, neuropeptides, all these are also found in the gut brain. What this means is that the gut receives information, it can learn, it could feel, it warns us, it guides us. And as we all know that saying, it gives us a gut feelings. And I like to think that the gut is sometimes smarter than our uppermost brain because Definitely. It doesn't rationalize. It gives us just pure information.
Definitely agree with that.
Yeah. You've had that experience, have you not, Nicole? You know,
I think, yeah, I mean, you can say women's intuition, but I know there's a lot of men out there who've had gut feelings too. For me, sure. And like I think that your explanation here of the gut has more emotional receptor sites than anywhere in the body. You feel more there than anywhere else. And what happened, like, after my mom's death, you know, I had the cecum release and I knew it. I was in tune with it. And, you know, I got rid of all, you know, the emotions, you know, whatever, all the emotions that I was going through, you know, the sadness, everything, just whatever I was dealing with. And even in life, there's so many things where I can say, okay, this isn't right. Or, you know, even with my pregnancy now, like my gut feeling right away, first pregnancy ever. And I knew, missed my period right away. I'm like, I'm pregnant. This is not like due to stress where I'm like late. This was, you know, again, different things that as we heal and become more in tune with our bodies, again, our gut also becomes more in tune with what's going on around us.
Yes. Yeah. And what I've explored and what I've examined and as I've seen in working with thousands of clients, that when one is going through, okay, let me back up. The power of colonics is wonderful. It cleanses the system. The cleanses the large intestine. It, you know, really frees you up in many ways. But if there is an emotional issue going on. Like you're saying, your mom passing. I'll see people going through divorces or in a decision or indecision of, do I stay with my job? Do I stay in this relationship? Do I move to another city? When people are in emotional distress or if they've been going through some traumas, the body, in its beautiful wisdom, will protect, it will armor, it will bloat right there in the belly, protecting those feelings until we know sometimes what we're doing. From, again, your experience, and you were sharing, you know, if I may say, can I share a little bit about your experience on the table?
Sure. You know what, let's do this. We got to take a break, and then when we come back, We'll give some people a bite so they can come back and hear my own experience. We'll be back in a moment.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world. Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our wall. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Now you can take your favorite Voice America radio program with you anywhere. Sign up for our mobile app if you have an iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. The Voice America Interactive Radio Player, powered by Aircast, gives you the freedom to listen to any of our programs anywhere, live, and on demand. No registration is required. Listen to your favorite Voice America hosts and discover new ones. Download the Voice America mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry, powered by Aircast. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You need to live up to your full potential. You've heard that for years, but now there's a channel to help you get there. Introducing the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Our listeners have told us that they want to be motivated, hear about success stories, and positive encouragement around the clock. And we've responded to you. The Voice America Empowerment Channel is the home of the world's top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success experts. Listen to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's here at VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You're listening to Lifestyle 360. To reach Nicole Monier or today's guest, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to Nicole at NicoleMonier.com. Now, back to Lifestyle 360.
We're back. My guest today is Alice Soroki, and she's the author of Gut Wisdom, and she's the owner of Partners in Wellness in downtown Chicago. And so we just left off. We were talking about colonics and the gut being the second brain and emotions. And so Alice was going to talk about some of my experiences, and I said that's totally cool to do. So Alice, I'm going to let you take it away.
All right. And thank you for letting me just share a little bit of your experience. So make sure protect your belly, okay?
Yes, yeah.
when my memory of working with you is like, and as you had shared, it's like initially when we started the colonic, it was like you would be like, ow, 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 ow. And as you said, it really wasn't painful, but there was something like so uncomfortable entering, the water entering, almost stirring up some feelings that may have just been held very tightly to you. And when we, you know, what we do is we armor and we hold, thinking if we hold it and kind of almost hold our breath, that the pain or the sadnesses or just the tragedy that we just went through will go away. And the truth is, as you continued your journey of healing on so many levels, whether you were doing such a wonderful job, you didn't leave any stone unturned, whether it be from a therapeutic point or the colonic or the detoxing or integrative doctor, you kept moving the pain, the emotional pain out of you so that the gut would not have to be so defended and could be freer to work more efficiently. Would you not agree?
Yeah, no, it's a great explanation.
Yeah, yes. And I see that with so many people. People want, and I wish a colonic was the magic bullet. You put the water in and all your emotional stuff goes away. You know what? It makes room for you to become aware that, oh wow, I'm holding something here. I'm storing. I'm stuck in this area, and so I would work with people with let's just breathe into this area. Let's put warmth on this area. I'll encourage and invite people to journal, or I like to go down by the lake early in the morning, sit in my car, and whether I'm crying or screaming, get it out of my system. I have people, I invite people to get the emotion out of them, because often it's stuck in armoring and blocking that gut area, causing digestive issues, so that we listen. You know, the body keeps giving us stuff that, so we listen. It gives us discomfort. It's a gift. We came to thinking that pain is a pain in the butt, but it's a blessing because it's letting us know that we're holding something in.
Yeah.
So, yes, were you agreeing with that? Was that a
yes? No, I'm agreeing with that. And I think one important note to say is that, you know, people come in, but the important part is that people, you know, when you're stuck, and I was stuck, it's like when you're ready to be unstuck, it's like there's still a lot of work to do and letting your emotions go. And so it's not just, hey, go in and get a colonic and you're cured. It's like you said, you really kind of have to research and really think about it and think about like your emotions and, you know, what can I do going forward? It's not just like, oh, like, it's not just like popping a pill. It's the same thing. People need to be ready to work. And so I think that's why too, you know, a lot of people, you know, went to the antibiotics because it's quicker and it's easier, even though it's temporary. And usually you have other things that come about from it. But also too, with all the healing I've done, and we talked about this, you know, on the break behind the scenes, but now it's like, I used to suppress my emotions, and I know that majority of the people out there are doing what I'm doing, because I hear it from my clients all the time. Most people are too afraid to speak their mind or speak their emotions, you know, even constructively. And so now if I do not speak my mind, you know, I make it a point to be as constructive as possible, I will explode inside. I will die. It will eat me alive inside. And I know most people know that feeling. And for me, I can't live with that feeling. Like, it's like I have to get it off my chest. And usually when I do, it's like I get what I want. You know, either A, I get closure, or B, I get a positive result with whoever, with the person or whatever it is I'm, you know, having issues with or whatever problems with in my life. But it's taught me a lot, everything all together. So that's
And bottom line, you might have a good bowel movement too.
Yeah, no problems there. No problems there.
I mean, the thing is, our gut is always going to be speaking to us and saying, you need to speak up, you need to do this, because it's going to, like you're saying, you're going to get like this pain in your gut. And you said a wonderful package of stuff right there. And I just want to say, I hear that, you know, you're talking about like if you hold it in or you repress, repression sets up a conflict between the heart and the belly. And when your conscious mind refuses to acknowledge your gut feelings, whether it be anger or even sexual excitement or fear, the outcome is physical and mental, and like you're anesthetized. So someone might say, well, I don't want to have to feel my feelings, you know, but it's like, okay, well, then you want to be a walking zombie with symptoms of your gut kind of poking at you and other symptoms of your body, then fine. But the body will keep numbing out, and physical movements and sensations will be suppressed. And I don't know if you see that with the clients that you work with, Nicole, that, you know, people end up who you can tell who keep their feelings very close to them might, on a structural, muscular level, be very rigid.
No, yes, everything. And that's where with my clients, you know, I work with them, you know, piece by piece, because I think in general, a lot of people are intimidated by me, and it's, you know, they think like, oh, I just did this overnight and I've been this way my whole life. And it's not. This has been a journey that's taken me decades. And, you know, I'm still on that journey because I understand it. And those are a lot of the clientele that I attract. And so each of my clients goes at a different pace. I don't force them. It's like, you know, what they're open to doing. You know, I have some clients who are ready to do everything I'm doing and they just want to soak it up like a sponge and attack it. And then I have other ones that need a little bit of this and a little bit of that, a little bit at a time.
Absolutely. And just, I don't want people being frightened thinking I'm going to try to get their repressed emotions moving or they're going to be on the Kalana table boo-hooing. You know what? We can hold on to it. You can hold on to your stuff as long as you like to. And if, you know, sometimes we might need to just work very much just on the physical level. Like, let's get more fiber. Let's get more water in. Let's make sure you're eating more vegetables. And maybe that's as far as somebody may want to go. Then people like you, like me, I'm an explorer. It's like, all right, that discomfort isn't gone. What else is buried in here? And I want to go deeper. I want to go deeper. Not everyone's willing to do that. I'm hoping people, I mean, they communicate with me that it's a very gentle thing. You know, before the colonic, you know, I created a product, as you remember, called the Belly Buddy. It's like a warm pillow. I put that on the belly because when we're stressed, the belly is tight and the blood is being shunted away to the arms and the legs and the digestion and elimination isn't working efficiently. You start putting the warmth on the belly and things start softening a little bit. The colonic is that much easier because the muscles are a little softer. Well, after the colonic, so here we flushed everything out. There might not have been even an emotional peep, but just a lot of waste matter. And afterwards, I'll make sure we put the warmth on, a pillow on, some protection on, because what we've done during the colonic is move the armoring out for a period of time. I even myself, after having a colonic, thinking, great, I've cleared that little belly bloat, and if I haven't really looked at some of the emotional stuff underneath, I want to go down the street and get a stone, you know? Why would I want to do this and I know better? It's because I haven't processed my feelings. I want to armor again. So I ask people after a colonic to put pillows on top of their belly to very consciously protect that little girl, that little boy inside that is now exposed with feelings. So they don't have to be a sacrificial animal and bloated and constipate and get irritable bowel, but they can then be a little more conscious, maybe express something, and yet still feel safe.
Yep. Now, you also offer classes and detoxes as well.
I do.
Tell us a little bit about that.
I do. Called Gut Wisdom, and this is quarterly, the change of each season. I do a detox, and the detox is really a seven-day cleansing program, and really it's a little bit longer because I have people do a beginning. Before that, they start cleaning up their diet. Then it's the detox program. And during this detox program, we meet three times. You're ingesting food and detox products and getting colonics. It's a wonderful way of really clearing the slate and really, you know, when you don't put the foods in that you're using to medicate your feelings and you're detoxing, those emotional things just begin to surface like foam to the top of a beer or something. You know, it just surfaces. It without any access. And it comes up very gently. And I just want to say this to anybody who's afraid of maybe feeling their feelings. You know how to repress it. So if something surfaces, don't you worry. You know, everyone knows how to shallow their breath and tighten their gut. So I always want to make sure people don't get frightened because they think it's going to come up like a tsunami. But during these detoxes, as well as the colonics, things come up gently so that you can handle them. And then you can begin even seeing the cause and effect of different foods that you're eating. Even you start becoming very aware during this detox of the people in your life that are toxic, you know, that you think like, oh, I didn't realize I had to armor myself, armor my belly, hold my breath around that person. Or I didn't realize how toxic the situation was. It makes you so much more aware of how you maybe want to make some different choices in your life.
And that's an important point that you bring up because a lot of people, I don't think, always look to toxic people. They may look to toxic foods. They don't realize, not even toxic people, but like you said, a job. And the same is true with my clients. You know, I've had a lot of clients with chronic pain and we've done so many different things for it, whether it's Pilates and yoga and rolling and stretching and corrective exercises and getting the inflammatory foods out of their, you know, plan, and then they're still in pain, and I'm like, what's really going on? And then come to find out, like you had said, they're miserable in their job. Or right. they're miserable in a relationship. And so it's kind of the same thing with me where I'm so in tune. Like if I know like what I can and can't handle, and there's, you know, times where I'm exposed to people or things at my work and I'm like, okay, I cannot be in this situation. This is just not a good situation. And right. I need to do something about it. And, you know, versus, you know, where before, like I always felt helpless. Like I couldn't yes. do anything. And so again, like my gut protecting and having a lot of digestive disorders. And now everything's, you know, much better control, still working for more and better and improving. But it's like I'm so much more in tune and better at eliminating toxic people. For a lot of people, that's hard. But that's something I also coach my clients on. And we just had I had a discussion with one of my clients, you know, the other day regarding it. And it's a good feeling when you can actually tell somebody, hey, you know what, whatever it is that you're feeling and that, you know, you can't handle or, you know, you don't like what they're doing and, you know, I can't have you in my life right now versus not telling them, holding it in, yes. ignoring them. Because, I mean, I've done a lot of that in my life, and I know there's a lot of people out there that do that because they don't know how to communicate because society doesn't teach them.
Absolutely, Nicole.
We're going to take a break real quick.
You know, maybe an additional program I could have here or, you know, I could direct people to is, you know, places to even learn to get communication skills, because if we don't know how to do it, we're afraid to, or we think we're going to hurt somebody, or we don't say it because we don't want somebody to say something back to us. So, you know, to find ways to, you know, whether finding a good therapist or finding a good book and getting the communication skills so that we can speak our truth and be in our gut and be in our power and not give it up so that our bodies have to be, in a sense, loud and noisy with pain in the gut and pain in the body to bring us back to ourselves. That's all yes. it is. The body is just trying to bring us back to our truth. Yep. And we can keep suppressing it with pharmaceuticals or with Haagen-Dazs ice cream or whatever we want, but it's like the discomfort is going to keep coming until we honor ourselves and honor our truth.
Yes, yes. Okay, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have one more round with Alice.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Are decisions at the leadership level determined by influences of external factors? Discover by tuning into From the Boardroom to the Bedroom, The Protocol Praxis with Suzanne Z. Pedro. Science reveals that decisions are made subconsciously based on emotions and learning, which occurs before one is aware. So take a chance. Open the door. Reframe your critical decisions with proven successful strategies. The Boardroom to the Bedroom. Tune in every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
What does success mean to you? Is it being just like the person on the other side of the fence where the grass is supposedly greener? We harbor too many feelings of envy and suppressed anger targeted at others, and it's holding us back from our success. Tune in to Wealthy Thoughts with Richard Levy. Just by listening, you'll be empowered to make positive lifestyle changes to live the successful life that you deserve to live. Wealthy Thoughts can be heard every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
This is the home of the top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success drivers. The Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You're listening to Lifestyle 360. To reach Nicole Monnier or today's guest, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to Nicole at NicoleMonnier.com. Now, back to Lifestyle 360.
Welcome back, all my health geeks. soon-to-be health geeks. I'm talking today with Alice Soroki, the author of Gut Wisdom. So be sure to check that book out. You can get that online. And she is the owner of Partners in Wellness here in Chicago. And you can check out her website, gutwisdom.com, for more information. And just such a good conversation today. Alice, I want you to kind of pick up and share some other stuff regarding the gut and emotion and even symptoms of people don't realize, like, it's the health of the gut.
Right. You know, kind of, since this is kind of the last portion of the show, to even tie it all up, you know, we've been talking very much about the emotional state of the gut, and it's like so important, and I think that trumps so much. But to back up a little bit, when our guts are not working properly, when our large intestine is holding 5, 10, 15 pounds of waste matter, and yet we're still having maybe a bowel movement every day or every other day, that's like not taking the garbage out of your house. You know what happens? Bacteria begins to fester. And you'd call that probably pretty toxic if you were stepped into your home and you didn't take the garbage out. When waste does not move out, what ends up happening, it's the waste and the toxins become, they recirculate, they reabsorb into the system. And how you know, somebody might think like, oh, I'm just constipated. What's the big deal? I haven't gone to the bathroom in 3 days. What's the big deal? Toxins recirculate, garbage in a sense, recirculates into the system, and it could show up. It's not an isolated event just in the gut. You're going to see it. It's going to show up on your skin because your blood system, everything's going into the blood system. You may break out. You may have rashes. Your breath might be bad. You might have muscular aches and pains because it's going into the tissues of the body. Whatever the weakest area of the body is, generally that's where it is. I have a client that comes in. He comes in. He goes, oh, it's time for a colonic. My knee pain from college. I hurt my knee when I was in college. And he knows, I know that I'm feeling toxic because my tissues are starting to get inflamed, and that's an old injury. If there's a weak tissue in the body, the toxins will go to that area. So that's kind of like a barometer of saying, this is time to kind of do some cleaning up with my diet. Other things, weight, excessive weight, where you're holding and retaining water. When the body is, when the gut is dumping garbage into the rest of the system, the body, in its beautiful wisdom, will hold on to water in each of the cells to dilute the poisons. So we don't kill ourselves, so we don't poison ourselves, but we can't zip up our pants, and we're bloated. So that's another symptom. Even our metabolism being lowered. I know all men and women, especially gals who are coming to see you, want to drop a couple pounds, and they could count calories until the moon comes up, you know, until the moon jumps over, the cow jumps over the moon, and things are not going to change if the body is holding on to toxins. I have many chiropractors directing people to me because they can't relieve the pain in many of their clients' backs, and they know it's digestive and bowel related. You get a couple colonics and back to the chiropractor, and systems and the vertebrae are beginning to hold again. So again, I want to tie it all together, that it's like, yes, you can armor, yes, you hold and you protect, and you might continue to do that, but already know that the health of your entire body, your entire being, is being affected by that holding. So I guess I want to just put a period on that with an exclamation point, because it's so important to take little baby steps in beginning to let go, whatever that means for somebody.
Yeah, no, and I totally agree with that, because with my clients too, it's like you say, the little steps, and even noticing, for me, a lot of people don't have normal bowel movements, and one of the first things when I get them on a sound, solid nutrition plan, I don't call it a diet, I call it a lifestyle for any and all of my clients, and one of the first things they notice is that they're regular, you know, they're sleeping, they have more energy. So like you say, baby steps from nutrition, and then taking it to the next level of people want to do emotional healing, and people want to do colonics. So we only got a couple minutes left here. On your site, I know people can find out more about colonics and gut wisdom, but in regards to your classes and detoxes, do you offer any of those online, or are they strictly, in person?
I have not moved yet to online. If anybody is interested to some online classes, I would ask them to please email me and send me information, and I would be happy to pull something together.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good.
But as of right now, they're here physically at Partners in Wellness, the change of each season. But if people were interested in any classes, just please email me, and like I said, I would be happy to, coordinate something.
And I'm so thankful that you were able to join us for today's show. And you shared so much. And hopefully, people walked away with information, realizing that the gut does play an important role. And, maybe there's something, a missing piece that they haven't been looking at that, potentially they can work on and get some relief.
Yes, I hope so too. I hope I didn't overwhelm them with too much. I gave them kind of the behind the scenes, lots of information, and just know it could be a very, very simple process, little step at a time. And Nicole, I want to thank you for inviting me on to this program, and you're such a gift to this planet and all your clients. And you just want to heal and give, and you're like I said, you're a great student. You're a great, great student.
Thank you. And I'll be down after the baby's born. I'll be down to detox.
All right, and congratulations again.
Thank you. Okay, so thank you for listening in today, Lifestyle 360 listeners. And next week, we're going to have Going from Ordinary to Extraordinary with Dr. Jack Baranathan. And he's got a system of transformational designs, visionaire profile, and success touchstones that have helped legends of pros, Olympic sports, the fitness world, elite business leaders, and so on. And so developing strategies for change and talking about motivation. So hopefully we'll hear, you'll tune in next week and we'll talk then. Have a great week.
Thanks for joining us for Lifestyle 360. Please join Nicole Monier for another edition of our program next Tuesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time and 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We'll see you next week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.